Now we return to Downpatrick, and as you were hearing earlier, local Canon John Murray is in hospital for a serious head injury after he was hit with a bottle as he prepared to say his final mass before retirement yesterday. Here's what locals have been telling our northern correspondent Conor McCauley at St Bridget's Church in the town.
Devastated. Absolutely devastated. Well, he was about to celebrate his last mass. And then gets attacked. He didn't deserve it, for he was a very good man. Very good man.
What about you?
Lovely man.
It's really affected.
Awful, awful. It's affected everybody. Terrible. An awful, awful thing to happen. To go into the house of God and be a defenceless priest is an absolute disgrace. Yeah. Absolute disgrace.
We're all gathering here in unity.
The town is devastated.
Yeah. Tonight, so, yeah.
Do you mind if I just ask you very briefly, ma'am, just your view? Just
well, it's just terrible things come to Downpatrick. Everybody is devastated over what's happened here. You know, there's good people in Downpatrick, and people are really, they're shocked. They're shocked that something like this would come to the town. It's awful, awful.
We're joined now by Father Eddie McGee, spokesperson for the Diocese of Down. And Conor, Father Eddie, you must still just be taking this in.
Good morning. It's very hard to capture just the shock and the horror expressed, you know, yesterday by the parishioners that, and others who had experienced this brutal attack on the local priest, Father John Murray, and to be compounded later then by news of the murder of another young man within the town. My thoughts and prayers go out this morning to his wife and two daughters and extended family who this morning are bereaved at the loss of needless loss of life in such brutal circumstances. Know that this is an absolutely shocking series of events that has taken place in what is a really historic and beautiful town of Downpatrick. You know, it's very hard to capture how people are experiencing this morning.
Well, we've just heard from people there. They're devastated. Local councillor Conor Galbraith was telling us earlier that there's a sense of sadness in the town. How would you describe the mood this morning?
Well, Father John Murray is a very highly respected and well-liked priest. He's 75 years of age, just facing retirement this week. And indeed, a sign of his commitment to ministry is going to continue on to minister to the people in that local area. I suppose people this morning are praying for his safety, you know, and recovery. News from the hospital is that he is serious. He received quite serious head injuries, serious but stable. So our thoughts and prayers are with him and his family. We forget that there's a family around the priest as well. So I think people this morning continue to be shocked, probably feel very vulnerable. You know, that this sort of attack, brutal attack, took place on a Sunday morning, and people will feel very, very vulnerable in these circumstances.
Tell us about Canon Murray. What kind of man is he?
Canon John Murray, I've known him for all of my ministry as a priest. He was my spiritual director in seminary. He has worked in vocations. He has ministered in parishes, many parishes throughout the diocese. Most recently, he was appointed as a canon by the bishop, a sign of his how he valued his advice and guidance, you know, to appoint him to the canon chapter of the cathedral. And for the last 11 years, has ministered in Downpatrick and indeed the local parishes. He was the coordinating priest or the vicar for Ian in that area. And so his role was really to reach out and to look after other priests in the area. So Canon John has been so embedded in the diocese and will be known by so many. In fact, just recently he was at the Intercession for Priests. He's renowned across the whole of Ireland, and a strong commitment to spirituality and to the development of spiritual faith groups. He had cell groups running in his parish. Great commitment to his ministry and to the people, and you heard that in what the people were saying, that they are just so shocked that this would happen to him.
For you, for other priests as well, this must be really difficult to process, especially when Canon Murray was a clergyman going about his everyday business, and then this happens.
It's difficult to to comprehend that this would happen to a priest, but at the same time we continue to reach out. I know that local priests had come in to support the people, the community in Downpatrick last night and today, and also that the priests have been there to visit the family of the man who was murdered in the town as well, and that's important to emphasise in ministry, that the ministry needs to continue on reaching out and support, and ensure Canon John would be the first to say that needs to happen. But yes, I suppose priests, and particularly some of our elderly priests, will feel very vulnerable because of this situation.
And how are you supporting parishioners who witnessed what happened?
I think there are many ways. First of all, a supportive presence, to be there with them, to speak to them, to listen to them, to celebrate. Last night, the people gathered in prayer. One of the local priests, Father Martin Graham from the parish, met with the people of the local area, and they held a liturgy, a service, in to hold the situation in prayer. And today, I know that there will be other local priests, and the bishop himself has been there to visit Canon John and to visit others around, and to go down and to visit the family who have lost a loved one.
Father Eddie McGee, spokesperson for the Diocese of Down and Connor, thanks for joining us on this difficult and sad morning. It's now 17 minutes past 8.